Okay, we saw the Hakra of Rabbi Dibarav and according to the Ri, that it's not a Suffolk, but it's a Vadai. The Ri says that Rabbi Dibarav is coming to tell us that when it comes to the case of Karka, then the Baal HaMigu wins, and that's because it's called Amigu Ukimi Mamona. And in the case of Zuzi, the Baal HaMigu loses because it's Gohotzi. So it's based on the principle Migul Hotzi Lo Amrinan. And in the case of Ara, it's called a Migul that works, it's a Migul Ahachsik. So we spoke at yesterday from the Shmaitza, that the Shmaitza understood that even though we said that Cheskes Marakama wins in the case of Safik, like Tosus asked on the Rashbam, that Misafik Shifal Marakama, so how come it says you need that karka where it is? So the Shmaitza was Machadesh that Migul works against Cheskes Marakama. That's not a problem. Migul Ahotzi, he extends it to Rov as well. Rov works against Cheskes Marakama. He seems to understand Cheskes Marakama as a Chazaka de Mekara of sorts. He compares it to those cases of Chazaka. And it's not, therefore, a problem of being Motzi Mammon against a Cheskes Mammon, because it's not really a Cheskes Mammon. Rov can't work against a Cheskes Mammon, but Rov is better than other Chazakos. And so Rov would work against the Cheskes Marakama, and so would Migul. That was the Pshat of the Shmaitza. We have problems with this Pshat in terms of the Lashon of Tosus. Tosus doesn't seem to be saying that the reason why Migul works is because Cheskes Marakama is not a Cheskes Mammon, and Migul can work against Marakama, so can Rov work. Tosus specifically talked about the fact that he's on the Karka. Islam Ukmi Arab Cheskes Mar de Kaima Hashta. It's because he's on the karka, so despite the fact that there's a Cheskes Marakama, so it's a specific svara to Migul. Tosus is not saying a broader issue in terms of Cheskes Marakama, that Migul could beat it and Rov could beat it. Tosus is specifically talking about the principle of Migul Ahotzi. And Migul Ahotzi does not apply if you have a case of a person who's on the karka, even though there's a Marakama. If he wouldn't be on the karka, there would be a problem Migul Ahotzi, despite the fact that it's only Cheskes Marakama after all. But no, that's called Migul Ahotzi too. Furthermore, if he is on the karka, Migul works. Rov Kehai Gavna would not work. And we mentioned that the Ran apparently learned that way in the earliest Sugar Shchuna Gavoi, that if you have a case of a person on the karka, that wouldn't help if he had a Rov on his side, because it's still called Rov as being Motzi Mama. So Tosus is saying specifically, so in terms of the parameters of Migul Ahotzi, that if the person's on the karka, then he wins with a Migul, even though there's a Marakama. Okay, now let's think about this Pshat of the Ri in Rabbi Dibaravin. How does it work vis-a-vis the specific machlokes, Rabba and Rav Yosef? Rabba and Rav Yosef had a disagreement which went over both cases. It related to the case of Karka and the case of Zuzi. Comes Rabbi Dibaravin and says, based on the Svara that Migul Ahotzi is a problem, and it's only a problem in the case of Zuzi, not in the case of Karka, that is coming and being Machriya, the Machlokes, Rabba and Rav Yosef. So exactly how does it speak to the Machlokes? And let's start with the Rivam. The Rivam is the one that learns Pshat and Rav Yosef. What is the Machokas Rav and Rav Yosef? What's Rav Yosef saying? What is Rav Yosef's Shita? So the Rivam says that Rav Yosef is saying it's a problem of Migul Ahotzi. Therefore, Rav Yosef obviously holds that it's called Ahotzi not just by Zuzi, but it's also called Ahotzi in the case of Karka. It was clearly Rav Dibaravin is obviously not on the same page as Rav Yosef in terms of the din itself of whether Migul works against the Marakama. The Rivam is learning Pshat Rav Yosef that Migul cannot be Motzi from the Marakama, even if you are a Tafus. So clearly, that Svar that the Rivam said, right, that was within Shitas Rav Yosef. But now let's think about Rabba. And what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes within this Pshat of the Rivam? that Rav Yosef is basing his problem on Migula Hotzi. What is it that Rabbah holds and disagrees with Rav Yosef? Rabbah says the Migul works. So there are two Mahalchim that we suggested. One is what we saw in the Ramban meaning within this Pshat of the Rimagash, of the Rivam here in Tosus, that Rav Yosef's problem is Migul Hotzi. So what is Rabbah's Shita? The Ramban says clearly within this Mahalch of the Sugya, that Rabbah holds Migul Hotzi Amrina. And the Rashba brings the same thing. Comes out that Rav Yosef has a problem called Migul Hotzi, and Rav Yosef holds that the problem exists. Bein Bezuzi, Bein Bekarka. When you're Motzi from Marakama and you're on the Karka, that's called Migul Hotzi Lo Amrina. And Rabbah holds that the whole principle is a non-issue. There's no such problem called Migul Hotzi Lo Amrina. That's what it comes out according to the Ramban and the Rashba. So now let's understand. Comes Avidi Baravin, and he says, I want to be machriya this machokas. And he says that by karka, Rabbah's right, and by Zuzi, Rav Yosef is right. Hilchza k'Rabbah v'ara, hilchza k'Rav Yosef v'Zuzi. What does that mean? It means, what does it mean? He holds that there's a problem called Migul Hotzi. So in that respect, he sounds like he's like Rav Yosef. Rabbah seemingly disregards the whole problem of Migul Hotzi. Migul Hotzi Amrinan, right? So in that respect, he holds that there is a problem Migul Hotzi. But he's coming now with a new Yesod, and he says, but you know something, Rav Yosef, you thought that there's a problem Migul Hotzi even in the case of Karka, when you're sitting on the Karka, because you're being motzi from the Marakama. Vidi Be'oven is saying no. Hilchas HaKarabasi Deraba Ba'ara, which means what? That there's no problem Migul Hotzi in the case where you're on the Karka, even though there's a Marakama, but you're sitting on the Karka, there's no problem Migul Hotzi. That's called Lahachzik. Sounds a bit odd, no? This is a Hachra in the Machlokas Rabban Rav Yosef. Hilchisa kavase de rabba be'ara. What does Rabba hold? Migul Hotzi is fine. Says Rav Yibaravin. Hilchisa kavase de rabba be'ara. Rabba is right by karka. What do you mean Rabba is right by karka? That the Bala Migul wins. Rabba said he wins because Migul Hotzi doesn't bother me. Rav Yibaravin is saying that he wins. Why? Because it's not called Migul Hotzi. So it comes to, he's passing like Rabbah, but not really Rabbah. It's his own Shita. That's not the words of the Gemara. Hilchsa kavase de Rabbah ba'ar. Sounds like he's being mach. What he's trying to say here is saying Rabbah's partially correct and Rav Yosef's partially correct. I hear Rabbah's Shita by Karka. I hear Rav Yosef's Shita. Wait, Bezuzi. That's what it sounds like. In other words, he's accepting Rabbah's Svara. We are by Karka. That's where Rabbah's Shita makes sense. And if Yosef's Shita makes sense, Bezuzi. But if you understand that the Machlokas, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, was that Rav Yosef has a problem called Migul Hotzi and he applies it everywhere, even by Karka. And Rabbah holds there's no problem called Migul Hotzi. So it comes out what Avidi Beravin is saying, in effect, is not Rabbah nor Rav Yosef. It's not partly Rabbah, partly Rav Yosef. It's this new idea. Really, there's a problem Migul Hotzi, but the case in Karka is not Lahotzi. Rabbah says Migul Hotzi Amrina. There's no problem Migul Hotzi. Migul Hotzi is fine. So he's not really saying that. He's saying Migul Hotzi is a problem. Then again, Rav Yosef, who says about Migul Hotzi, says it's always called Lahotzi. And what do I say? No. This is not called Lahotzi. So it's really not really Hilchsa Kavase de Rabbah Ba'ar at all. It's that there's no problem of Migul. There's a new problem called Migul Hotzi. You don't hold of it. I think there is a problem. In that respect, I like Rav Yosef in that regard. But there's no problem Migul Hotzi in this case. That's Hilchsa Kavase de Rabbah Ba'ar. And also Kavased Rav Yosef, the Zuzi, Rav Yosef says there's a problem we go to all the time. And I say that it's only Lahotzi over here. That's not Rav Yosef either, really. So if that's the way to read it, that's the way to understand it, then it doesn't seem right in the words of the Gemara. It's like Rabba, but not really Rabba. How can we reframe this and say it in such a way that what Rav Idi Baravin is doing is actually being machria in the machlokas, Rav and Rav Yosef. He is saying Rava is partially right and Rav Yosef is partially right. How do we reframe this in different jargon? We've been setting this up, you know, for this moment. You know, that really, even within the Ramban's Pshat, in Rava, this is a hachra in the machlokas, Rav and Rav Yosef.
Why can't you just make the
halacha
and then the
taima? Yeah, okay. I'm not saying it's in. You can't say. I understand. It could be halacha sakavase drav because of a new layer. I'd rather not say.
Is there, like, I'm saying, based on of it, it doesn't make sense. It's not stubborn to say that.
Yeah, it's more geschmack, if you will, to say it's a hachra within the machlok. I hear Rabbi Svar better. The issue was Migul Ahotzi already. That was on the table. And he's saying, and he's speaking about the notion of Migul Ahotzi. So suddenly what? But he's basically saying, but you know, it really is a problem, Migul Ahotzi, but Rav Yosef, you applied it wrong. You think that's called Ahotzi, it's called the Hachzik. Look, if you understand the issue here about, in absolute terms, I want to hear Yoni, what you have to say in a second. Then it comes that it's really the issue of Idbar Oven is a question of defining Lahotzi versus Lahachzik. And then we're going to be forced to say that it's really not Hachra in terms of saying, Rabbi, you are right, Ba'ara. It's like saying, the bottom line is, the Halacha will be, because of my own model, and I have a different definition of Lahotzi and Lahachzik, and therefore this is what comes out. I would rather try, in light especially that we've been doing this anyway, to try to understand what this machlokas is within Migul Ahotzi in terms of understanding that this is really saying, this is the middle. Yoni, go ahead.
I was going to say over the Ramban, I think I said the Ramban as Ravidi, that the Ramban's Pshat within Ravidi, like, accomplishes that.
You mean the Ramban saying they have to be toughest in the Karka? What do you see in that?
We're going to the Ramban that when a person's toughest Bakarka and there's a Migo, so that's justified Migo Hotzi, so we're actually
passing. So look, let me just, we didn't mention the Ramban yesterday, just to say it over. By the way, and this Ramban is Mamish Akash on the Shmaitza. I mean, we already saw it in Tosis, we said the Lashon of Tosis is not Mamish like the Shmaitza. But from the Ramban, you see again that the point of the Gemara in Rav Idi Baravin is not that Marakama is not enough of a Cheskas Mamon that Migu should be a problem against it. Lahotzi means Lahotzi Macheskas Mamon. But this is like a Chazaka de Mekar of sorts. It's not a problem of Lahotzi. But then it has nothing to do with your being on the Karka then. And the Ramban says explicitly, within the Pshat of the Rimagash, that Rav Yosef's problem is Migu Lahotzi. Lahmina Migu Afuki Mamona. And he says, and Rava holds, this is what the Ramban we're dealing with right now, and Rava holds, that Amrina Migo Afila Pukimamona. Rava holds, we do say Migo Pukimamona. The Ivisa Kihilchisa, Ki Rava, Ba'ara, Shem Dibishus, Marzi Kaima, Havili Motsi Mechavero. Umigo Lukmi Mamona. Yes, he's saying the words, if anything, sound like exactly that. Is it really Rabba Ba'ara? That's what I'm asking you. Rabba says, you say Migula Fukim Lahotzi. And what are you saying? It's called Lahachzik. That's not Rabba.
I think based on the next part of the Ramban where he asks,
Ba'afa Gav de Kaimulan Kakab Cheskos Ba'ulel Medes, Kaven de Ika Migul, Vetafis La Iu Mehemen, Ba'afa Gav de Cheskos Avase Deich Kaima. Even though Kakab Cheskos Ba'ulel, but you're on the Karka, so it's called Lahachzik. So by the way, again, that's against the Shmaitza, clearly. The point is because you're on the Karka. That's exactly what the Ramban says. But again, does that mean that it's called the Hachzik, and the Chiddush of Rav Idi Baravin is that such a case is called the Hachzik? It comes out, Rabba would say that you win because Migul works Lahotzi. Rav Idi Baravin says you win by Karka because it's called the Hachzik. So it's not Hilchasa Kavasi de Rababar.
That Ramban can't be read to be is Migul Ohtzi, because based on the way the Ramban asks on the Pshat, it sounds Ohtzi. Like he has to justify why it's okay to be Ohtzi. Because even though it's still Ohtzi.
So in other words, okay, so what are you saying? What are you saying? That is called Ohtzi.
Right.
So,
based on the question.
So what does it mean? Is it something he says before it's Ukmi? What I said, what does it mean? Minik before he said kol okmi, then he says it's kol. What's the answer? The answer is like this: it's not a question of semantics. We have to call it uhotzi, call it uhotzi. In the world of motzi mech me'olav araya, that's probably what you have to do. You have to define something. Am I being motzi mechavero or not? If yes, then I'll love haraya. The motzi has to bring a raya. If I'm thinking in terms of the broader issues having to do with I'll love haraya, then the question is, fit it into the category. Who's the muhsik? Who's motzi from who? In terms of migul lahotzi, it's a different issue. We talked about a continuum. There's migul lahotzi mamish, where in every way I'm being motzi. There's the hachzik mamish. And then we have, let's say the case like this, where there's a cheskes marakama, and we have the person who has the migul is sitting on the karka. We know what it is. We know this creature, right? This creature is what it is. It is a type of being motzi, but then again, you're on the karka. So you want to win the karka that you're on, but you want to take it from the marakama. All of this is given. The rule of migul lahotzi lo amrinan is not an expression of the larger principle of kol hashas of motzei lo haraya. The rule of migul lahotzi lo amrinan is a specific rule in terms of the scope and the power of migul and the nemanus of migul. That is to say the following, the way to say over we've been saying. To the extent that a taina can be granted the absolute nemanus that it can have, that we have to accept it, to that extent the taina is recognized and it wins. Whether or not that's considered the ultimate viewer on the story, that's irrelevant. Bari v'shema bari adif. Whatever other examples we could think of, the taina has to be granted. The Ramban who held migul lahotzi amrinan l'halacha, the Ramban himself calls it like misveika, you give it to the person. That means to say that the taina is such that you have to reckon with it, you have to accept it, and so, and it can even collect. To that extent, yeah, it would be lahotzi too, and it doesn't have the problem of olav haraya, because the taina wins mitzad atzma. The answer is, but here the taina is weak. You have to boost the taina with migul. Migul gives a certain measure of nemanus. This is the nemanus of migul. How far does that nemanus go? Does that nemanus, does that credibility that you're granting the taina with migul help you, that you can take that and therefore ad kedei kach to be motzi mamon? Or is this nemanus only good enough to do something less, short of lahotzi, lahachzik? The rule migul lahotzi amrinan is a specific rule in terms of curbing the power of migul, of the nemanus of migul. Lashon that they bring to the Rimei Gash, it's not olim la'afuki mamona. We're not talking about it's not called a raya from motzi of a raya. I mean, you could look into the Lashon, that's not a kasha I'm asking. But the way we're saying it means specifically the issue of the nemanus of migul is not strong enough that you should bring you out. So therefore, the issue is now a function of how much nemanus does migul give? Does migul give nemanus ad kedei kach that the taina is considered to be boosted to the nth degree? If so, you'd be able to be motzi with the taina. Or no, the migul can only boost the taina so much. The nemanus of migul is only that much. Ad kedei kach le'inyin wat lahachzik, not lahotzi. But if that's what we're talking about, then we don't have to speak about lahotzi and lahachzik in the same kind of absolute terms that we think about it in terms of hamotzi mech me'olav haraya. we're dealing with the scope of Migu, the continuum of Migu. And so the issue here is the following. When somebody's on the karka and there's a cheskes marakama, does the Migu give enough nemanus that you can keep the karka that you're sitting on? That's the question. How powerful is nemanus of Migu? Can it do that for you? After all, there's cheskes marakama. On the other hand, you're on the karka. So it goes like this. According to Rabba, according to Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, Migu lahotzi lo aminan. That means to say that the only degree of nemanus that Migu can give you is if you're mamish lahachzik in every way. Unless, you know, you have a chazaka, you have to bring a mechazik tana the chazaka, you have the shtar, the Rivam says. That's the end of it. That's the way the Rivam sets it up. All of that terminology that the Ram uses is within who? Within who? Yosef. So he's the minimalist position in terms of how much nemanus Migu gives. The minimalist position is Migu can only give nemanus lahachzik mamish. Right? Or if the shtar chazaka of the mushanim is in, you know, has a race in it, so the migul will come in and restore the chazaka. But short of that, anything or beyond that, migul does not give nemanus for anything more. Rabba is the maximalist. What does Rabba say? Migul hotzi amrina. It means the following. It means that migul gives the ultimate nemanus to a taina. Memela, you can even be motzi with it. So Rabba says that the nemanus of Migu is a great nemanus. Ad kidei kach, that it even works lahotzi. Rav Yosef says, no, Migu of nemanus can only do so much. Comes Avidi Baravin and says, I'm being machriya the following. Hilchasa kavasei de Rabba be'ara. Hilchasa kavasei de Rav Yosef be'zuzi. Says Avidi Baravin, it's like this. Migu has a certain nemanus which is in between Rabba's scope of the nemanus and Rav Yosef's scope of the nemanus. Rav Idi Barabin says that when you're on the karka and you want to take from Marakama, so Rav Yosef thought that it won't give you the nemanus even though you're on the karka, but no, it's still the cheskes Marakama here, so the nemanus of Migu is not good enough for such a case. Says Rav Yosef. That goes under the same problem, Migu Hotzi Lo Amrina. Meaning to say that the nemanus of Migu can't do that for you. So he says, and Rabba says this, the nemanus of Migu is so great that it can even do such that it can be Motzi Zuzi. Says Rav Idi Baravin, Rabba, the nemanus of Migu is somewhere in the middle. So it is a hachra within the machlokes. It's saying that I'm going beyond Rav Yosef, but not as far as Rabba, meaning about how much Migu can do. It's not about defining lahotzi. Listen, Rosh. Wait, don't ask yet. It's not about defining lahotzi or defining lahachzik. And then he comes up with a new idea that this is called lahachzik. No. We know what this is. It's somewhere in the continuum. And the issue of Migu Lahotzi Lahachzik is not about definitions. It's about how much Migu can do. It's the new world of Migu Lahotzi. Can Migu do this? Can Migu only do this? How far does an emanus go in Migu? So Rabbi Rav Yosef are polar opposites here, according to the Ramban. Rabbi says it can even be Motzi, and Rav Yosef says it can only be Machzik. Or as the Rebbe goes on, explains, or if the chazaka is in, it doesn't have a good taina, and it gives you the taina to the chazaka, or the shtar. But that's the minimum, that's all it does. Says Avidi Barav, and here's what it does. But that middle case, so Rav Yosef would not go so far. Rabbi will go further. So he says, I want you to know the nemanus of Migu is somewhere greater than Rav Yosef would give it, but not as great as Rabbi. That's exactly why it's a hachra in Rabbi Rav Yosef. That's exactly the point of Avidi Baravin. Hilchas kavasei de Rabba be'ara, that Rabba who wanted to give Migu a greater nemanus, a greater power. So he's right to this extent. that it can work against the Marakaba. If you're toughest on the karka, because the migu is giving, in that case, right, that the manas migu is sufficient to let you stay on the karka despite the fact that you're taking from Marakama. But that's good enough because you're on the karka already, so it can do that for you. So that much I'm taking a bit of Rava. On the other hand, I'm taking a bit of Rav Yosef too, because Rav Yosef felt that the migu cannot do so. He had less than a manas to it. Rava would have went as far as Lahotzi even by Zuzi. They say no. Can't do that. By Zuzi, Adkid Kach to be Motzi Mamish, where you don't even have toughness in the carcass, totally from another person who's holding the Zuzi, that the Nemanis Amigo is insufficient. So by reframing it this way, by seeing the issue of Migu Lahotzi as a very self-contained arena of how much Nemanis does Migu give, right, then we understand beautifully, even within the Ramban, who sees Rabbi Shita as Migu Lahotzi Amrinan, but we see Ravidi Baravan stepping in and finding the middle ground, saying in effect that the Nemanis of Migu is somewhere, Migu has the power to do more than Rav Yosef would have thought, and less than Rabbi would have thought. That's called Ibn Machriya, Halchisot Kavase de Rabbi Ba'ara. What was our kasha? Rabbi says, Migu Lahotzi Amrinan, you bachal not like Rabbi. You have a new idea. This is called Lahachzik. No, that's not what he's doing. This is what it is. It's a twilight zone. It's a Hotsa She'eino Gemura. Call it what you wish. It's a partial Hotsa. It's a Hotsa which is quasi Hotsa, but not quite. You're on the cock of the Zamar Kama. That's what it is. That's the creature. Now that you've named it, now the question is the Migu, Nemanis and Migu sufficient for such a Darga of Lahotzi? Yes or no? Yeah, that's the issue. Rabbi says, certainly. He looks like says, Barbara. Yeah, that's exactly right. The Nemanis is sufficient in a case like that. That's exactly Rabbi. He looks like Yosef Bezuzi, meaning that you want to know, is the Nemanis good enough for that? That's Yosef's correct by Zuzi. So it's Mamish taking Rabbi Yosef. Each half of Ravida Baravan is in fact adopting the Shita of Rabbah in this case. The Nemanis is good enough over here. And of Yosef in the other case, the Nemanis is insufficient over here. So it's a mahalch. Now it's, you know, again, you know, if you wanted just to say it's a new trailblazing idea that's not really either Rabbah or Rav Yosef, I suppose you could do it. I could live with it. I could, you know, but now it has a different ring to it. Now it's the nemanus of Migu. How great is it? Can it work for a case like this or not? It's Rabba, it's not Rabba, it's like Rabba in this case, of Yosef in the other case. Yeah, Ben Sion.
Then would it make sense to say Tfisil is also a form of nemanus, and it itself is not proof? Because once you say that, because then it's really working on the same scale, then everything would be on the same, we'd be able to compare the two. Once you say that you know, Tfisa is really also is just a rile, then you can't really say that it's going to affect the Tana at all, because Rebbe's already made the chiluk that a Tana's bari takes away Tana's shalom.
I don't know where you're going. I'm not sure where you're
going. Tfisa
why does the Tfisa have to be a rile to anything? In other words, all we need to define the Tisa Tfisa as is the fact that it's not pulling as much as when I have to bring Zuzi over to me. It's pulling in a conceptual way. There's a Marakama that has a hold here, and it's pulling away from the Marakama. It's bringing to me, but it's not bringing something which is totally outside my grasp. There's some grasp I have here. So the Hotsa is not as drastic. It's a question of measure of degree. How much am I pulling? How much force is necessary to pull? Is the force of Migu enough? Use physics analogy, use whatever. I don't have the terminology, but you know, the point is you have to pull stronger. Migu can exert a certain degree of force. This Hotsa is a lesser Hotsa in some way than Zuzi, obviously. Rabbi says it's enough here, it would even be enough by Zuzi. To pull that, to give the nemanis to do that as well. And if Yosef says, no, it doesn't have enough nemanis to even pull away from the Marakama, even when you are a toughest. He says, no, when you're a toughest, that much pulling it can do for you. That much, the nemanis of Migu is enough to do that. It's not about tefisa being a nemanus. It's not about tefisa. It's about tefisa being a way that the karka is already by me to some extent.
Right.
It's a little by me, so I don't have to pull as much. It's already somewhat here.
So it's a hotsa, which is not as drastic. Why don't we say like rabo?
Because it's a question of how to measure the nemanus of migu. What is the force of migu? How far can
it
go?
What's it fighting against? Meaning, if it's not fighting against something that's creating that manas for the other person, then we're really back to comparing a rayo to that manas of the taino.
You're saying sitting on the karka somehow shows some measure of bilis in some way. Okay.
Because if you don't say, like, let's say for Zuze, so to say, why are you passing like your
bilis? I understand. I hear you. I hear better. In other words, Zuze, I'm also, by Zuze, I'm not holding anything. What do you mean exactly?
That's why it won't work.
No, I'm not holding anything by Zuze.
Right, that's why it won't, but why won't it work then? Who cares that you're not holding it?
Because
why won't it work?
No.
Because if we say
that alone is a chiluk. Here I'm on the karka. That's something, that counts for something.
Right.
What do you need to come up to a tfisa muchachas idea? Just being on the karka is already something.
But it can't be that I'm using, if Rebbe wants to make the chiluk between Atano and the Rayo, like we do the Ramban, like we're using right now,
mm-hmm.
So then it should, if Yidi Barabin is saying that, yeah, it's a Tana and it works no matter what, it works when you're on the land, but it won't work when you're not on the land, so why not? Once you say that it's this thing that strengthens your Tana, then automatically in the case that we pass him like Rav Yosef, it should be doing the same thing. It should be making my Tana stronger than your Tana. So then why don't I win? Because I don't have the strength to pull away the Zuze from you. But the only way that would make sense to say I can't pull away the Zuze is to say you have a certain amount of Nemanis as well. Because if you just say
I have to think about what you're saying. I reserve comment. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I don't know that you need to say what you're saying, but I hear where you're going. Even without it, I mean, you can understand also there's something, leaving out the issue of the, right, you brought in with speaker Dedina you were alluding to, right? No? I thought you, okay.
Are you saying, I don't,
say, Tuvia, yeah.
I was going to say, it could be even more according to the Rush, well, that's actually two different quotes.
I want to go there now. In other words, the Rush is Mahach, we're going there now. So just wait a few minutes. We're going to do that. We'll do that now. It's there. It's even better. You're going to hear it right, very well. It's a hachra. Yeah. Yaakov.
The key difference, I was super saying, is that by the money, there's no established markama.
Because the whole notion of the markama is by karka. Yeah, that's for sure. That the whole notion of markama is only by karka. So the whole issue of markama is only relevant. If I zuzi the money, is mamish by the other guy. It's mamish hotza. You're taking the zuzi away from the lover.
Right, and there's no confirmed
Markama. Yeah, and Markama does not relate to Metaldolin. It only speaks about Karka. The whole concept is only about Karka and Markama. The whole case of Markama, yeah.
I hear Rebbe's shot, but, I mean, one of the questions that Rebbe had posed was that at the end of the day, Rebbe is posking neither like Rabba nor like Rav Yosef. And here, you said the same thing.
No, he's obviously not poskening like Rabba all the way. The point is that he's passing like Rabba to some extent. You know, he's adopting Rabba's position to a degree. That's what I've gained. And adopting Rav Yosef's position to a degree. In terms of before, we were saying it's not, he hasn't really adopted Rabba's position in terms of the, in a substantive level, to any degree. In other words, Rabba's position was Migo Hotzi Amrinan, and I have a new notion that this is called a Hachzik. So then there's no common ground except to say that the din is that the Baal Migo wins. It's just the bottom line that he has in common with Rabba. The way we're saying now, no, he has more than that in common with Rabba, because Rabba says that the Migu of Nemanis can do this plus more. So I can say, and Rav Yosef can only do this. So I say it can do this, like Rabba. But when it comes to more, it can't. So there's a question of how much the Nemanis can do, as opposed to just saying, the din is that you win. If you speak of a migu otzi lahachzik in absolute terms, then it comes out migu otzi aminan, and I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it's called lahachzik. So then I'm not rab at all. I'm just saying that you win with your migu. Now I'm saying you are with Rava. Just you're not going with him all the way for the whole ride. He's taking the manas amigo and saying it gives you even the ability to go further to be motzi mamon. And I'm saying this measure namanas can even do that. And I'm saying no, the namanas is less than that. Namanas can only do so much. Okay, I'll kopan it. This is within the Ramban. What about the other pshat that we saw in the Rishonim, namely the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush? What is the machlokas specifically revolving around between Rabba and Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef, the problem boils down to Migul Ahotzi. And what does Rabba hold? So the Rush Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba also brings this far in, possibly Tosis, but Metzia means this as well, that it's the problem is not called a Migul Ahotzi. Not that Rabba holds Migul Ahotzi Amrinan. Rabba holds that the reason why the Migul works is because the Migul is viewed as being supporting the claim that you already had. The virtual Zechiah that you would have had, that you had here with the Shtar, comes the Migul and says, okay, so that's not a good Shtar, but you had a real Shtar, so this Migul is coming to support the claim that you're already going to win with. Therefore, it's called a Migul La'ukmi Mamona. What does Rav Yosef hold? Rav Yosef holds, no, it's not called Lu'ukmi Mamona. Why? Because Haishtar in the Lashon HaGemara now is doing. That's what they're coming to answer the Lashon of Rav Yosef. Haishtar Chasva Bialma, in other words, that this Chazaka that you gained through the Hashtara, that therefore you want to say the Migul is nothing more than just sustaining that stake, that Chazaka is no more. That chazaka is gone, it's evaporated, it disappeared, because now you know it's a chasva bialma. So he goy milsa that you never had such a claim. It was an illusion. And therefore the time has to come mechadash to give you now a basis to be zocha. It's not coming to piggyback on any previous chazaka, because the previous chazaka is null and void. Haishtar chasva bialma. That's the machokas. Comes out like this. In other words, here again, to be mazbirit, possibly, on the spectrum of lahotzi lahachzik that we speak about by migul, so a case of a migul that's coming to sustain an earlier chazak, would a migul have the ability to do that? Would it be treated as lahotzi or lahachzik? What do we see in these rishonim? No. That's a good litmus test. But you don't hear what the Rishonim is saying. That's okay. It's good. If the Migul, listen again, if the Migul, I didn't hear who said it, right? Okay. If the Migul is coming to sustain a previous chazak, you're being motzi mamon, but you had already the shchiyah in that mamon, you were going to win with it. And it was for real. In other words, and the migul is simply coming to sustain a previous chazak. From the spectrum of migul ahotzi, would that be a problem or not? So it would seem that that's not the machlokes, you see. In principle, that would be good. For migul could do that. What is the nekuda that Rav Yosef disagrees on? It's not nothing to support. It's gone. Haishtar chas b'yamah. It's not piggybacking on the previous chazak. It's not here. It's evaporated. So again, the nekuda that seems to be in theory accepted is again something very unique. When we speak about the world of Rov Lahotzi and Alav Araya, I don't know that such a creature would matter. Sustaining an earlier claim. Are you being motzi? Yes, you are. That's all we need to know. Alav Araya. However, given that we're dealing with something else right now, we're dealing with the nemanis that migul can do, that if migul can do, can make the taina everything that the taina can be, then the taina will be motzi. The shayla is, how far can the migul give a nemanis to a taina? Ad kedei kach, to do what? So the answer is, lahachzik, yes. Lahamid taina, lahamid a previous chazaka, also yes, in theory. But it's just that there's no practical ramification of this. In theory, yes. But Rav Yosef says, in a case like this, there is no lahamid cheskasa rishona, haishto chasa b'yamal. So therefore, it's not coming to sustain her, because you have nothing to stand on. It's always viewed as coming anew to award you. It's not coming to sustain an earlier time. And Rabbi says no. Rabbi says that it's not chasav b'alma. It's viewed as if that chazaka is something, and the migu therefore comes to just sustain that. So it's not about that winning with that star, it's about winning with the star that you lost, but that migu is coming to sustain the shechiyah that you, quasi shechiyah that you had already with that original taina, with that original star. And that's why to do that is far from migu. Rav Yosef says, in principle, we might be right, but in practical terms, it's not going to be that way. There is no shechiyah rishona to hang on to. That's the nekudas ha-machokis. That's ha-shtar chasva b'yalma. Wait. Oh, so now we get to Ravidi Beravin. What is Ravidi Beravin doing in this machokis? So let's look at the Lashon HaRosh. Basically, Rabbeinu Yonah, both are saying the same thing. What's the achra Ravidi Beravin? Take a look at the Lashon HaRosh. Earlier, he touched up the pshat in the Rivan, he said, "Amai kasam chis ha'hishtar koma, amai kasam chis chis yosem muchzik b'zu ha'kak, alamincha b'migu, hamid ha'kak v'yadcha, ha'hishtar ha'hishtar chas b'yalmo, k'nim nisa she'incha muchzik, v'kak v'ches b'olel medif, ata b'lo hotzi miyad m'di migu, v'amigu hotzi." In other words, Rav Yosef's dispute has to do with the fact that it's not called incha muchzik b'karka by virtue of that original star, because it's a chasp. Says of Ravidi Beravin further down in the Rosh, Hilchas hakavasi deraba ba'arach, zakavasi derav Yosef b'zuzi. Hilchas hakavasi deraba b'arach, decha dekaima arach teiko, meaning of following. When it comes to karka, then the karka stays where it is. The cave on the ka'am ashtar mal yehu, since he said on this karka that this star was legitimate, zacha bekarka shehu machzik bo. It's considered like there was a zechia in this karka that he was sitting on. The afar gav de baser hachi kamashtar zayfahu, even though later he turned around and said it was nothing. But amrinan migu lahamid hakarka biyada. So there, Ravidi Beravin says, the migu will work to keep the karka by him. Why? Because after all, zacha bekarka. So what is the migu doing? It's sustaining the original claim. It's not coming to be zocha for you anew. It's coming to let you keep the virtue of zechia that you had in the karka with the hashtara. So now it's being replaced with the taina of shtara haveli, which is the migu, but it's coming to sustain the original zechia that you were zocha with. But that's because you were sitting on the karka. The But Rav Yosef said, even by karka, it's chasav b'yalma. It's gone. There's no earlier zechiyah. Ravidi Beravin says, no. There is. Why? Because after all, by karka, we say that there was the earlier zechiyah does remain intact. It's not evaporating completely. By zuzi, on the other hand, Rav Yosef is correct. Hecha dekai mezuzi lukmi. The afa gav dezocha b'tviya. So I, at the time that he was saying hashtara, he was basically ready, free reign. He was ready to cash in. He was zocha b'din, assuming it was a shtar mekuyim even. Let's bring that in. Probably Ben Yonah says it was mekuyim. But ki amar shtar ma, right? Mikol makom, akati mechzer guvayna. But even having been zocha, there's two levels of being zocha. There's being zocha b'mesha b'yado, in that it's mamish b'yado. The grip is right here. And there's a b'yado that's still mechuser guvayna, meaning to say you still have to extract it. There's a zechiyah from afar, and there's a zechiyah which is right here. There's a critical difference. One is called mechuser guvayna. The zuzi is, I'm zoche nezuzi, meaning they have the claim of nezuzi, but I have to cash in on the claim. Here, that which I'm zoche in the karka, meaning I'm zoche in literally what's under my feet. That's the difference. Helkach ki amar basarach ishtar ha-zayfu lo amin amigu afukim amona. In other words, where does Rav Yosef Svara hold true, says Ravidi Beravin, that in the wake of the Haldoras Baldin, the zechia evaporates. Where does that make more sense? If the zechia to begin with was a weaker grip, a weaker hold, it was a zechia from afar, it's mechusar guvaina, you have to extract the payment. That's when you turn around and say, Shtar Zayfu, no longer is it here. It's gone. It's easier to knock off a zechia, a virtual zechia, if it to begin with was only a mechusar guvaina type of zechia. Therefore, Rav Yosef is right over there. But Rabba is right in the case of Karka, because in by Karka, the zechia was actually here under your feet. Therefore, when you come later with the Shtar Havli, the Irkas, with the Migu, it's viewed as the Migu is coming simply to replace the earlier Taina with this Taina, but the Zechiyah remains the same. It's coming to sustain the original Zechiyah. Again, without a new Taina Samigu, of course you lose. But the point is, when you're coming at the same time with the Taina Samigu, so is it considered a Hafsik or a Hotsi? Can the Migu, in other words, can the Migu go ahead and work for you, because after all, it's just sustaining your original taina, so it's there for ulkmi mamona. So Rav Yosef would say, in neither case is it called ulkmi mamona. Why? Not because in principle a migu can come in and support an earlier zechiah, but practically speaking, there's no earlier zechiah because it's gone. Not only by Zuzi, even by Karka. Whatever grip, what it was a grip, it's shtar zayfa. We know it's a chas b'alma. And Rabbi says, no, even by Zuzi, there was already a basis to be Zoche. True is Bechusa Guvaina, but it was a basis to be Zoche. Comes the Migu and says, you can keep that Zechiyah. So therefore, not with the Hashtar, with the Havim V'irkas. So it's a substitute. The Taina San Migu wins for you, but the Zechiyah is the same Zechiyah as before with the other Taina. So that's fun. Migu can do that for you. Because you already had Kvar Zoche. And Rav Yosef, what Kfar Zacha? Kfar Zacha, goodbye Kfar Zacha, it's evaporated, it's gone. Says Avidi Bar Ravin, but here's the difference. Rav Yosef is correct by Zuzi. Rav is correct by Karka. Where is it easier to preserve that original Zechiyah? If it was not Mechesa Guvayna, it was closer to home, you were sitting on the Karka, that Zechiyah is good enough to hold up to what degree that when the Migu comes in, the Migu simply preserves that Zechiyah and the Migu works for you. It's not a new Zechiyah, it's therefore a Migu Hachzik. It's fine. And also Kavilsa Bezuzi, that where it's Mechesa Guvaina, where it's a Zechiyah from afar, then the Hashtar, the Shtar Zayfa undoes it completely, and therefore the Migu becomes a Migu Lahotzi. Not a simple Svara, right? Not a simple, but is it Hachra in the Machlokas? Most definitely. Right, most definitely. It's the Nekuda itself that they're disputing. Does the original Zechiyah evaporate or not? Says Rav Yosef, Kavased Rav Yosef Bezuzi, because it's Mechusa Govaina, Kavased Rabba Be'ar, it's not Mechusa Govaina, so the Zechiyah remains. That's the Pshat according to these Rishon and Pshat in the Gemara. So it goes, speaks directly to the Machokis itself. Shimon and Etanel, yeah. I don't know if there's a practical question, but maybe it was a trick question before. In other words, I meant in theory, right. In other words, but I want you to realize, in other words, if a Migu is coming to sustain an earlier Taina, conceptually, it's not a problem Migu Hotzi, because it's really coming just to sustain the earlier Zechiyah. What I want you to realize is it's not that Rav Yosef says that there is no, that in other words, that even if you're sustaining an earlier claim, it's still a problem. Because you're still being, that's not what Rav Yosef is saying. He's saying, Chas b'Aviyam, that's the words of Rav Yosef. There is no Uriel came for it to sustain. That Zechiyah is not, Igoy Milsak, Ben Yonah says, that it never was. So therefore, it's always viewed as being Zocha Mechadash. So therefore, it's always called Lahotzi. And Rabbi says, no, that Zechiyah is still here. We still see that Zechiyah, even though you said Hashtara. You said, I'm sorry, Shtar Zayfa, but comes with Tainas Amigu and sustains that Zechiyah that you have here. So I see it as Zetachazeh, so to speak, right? You know, the Zechiyah is here, the Taina that allows you to be Zoche is now no longer the Hashtara Taina, but the Taina Shtar Lirkas. But the Tainas Amigu is nothing more than a way to keep the Zechiyah that you already had with the old Taina, which is wrong. He says, no, the old Taina is gone, it's always starting from scratch. That's the machlokas. Says in the oven, here's the difference. When are you starting from scratch? You're starting from scratch by Susi. Then Rav Yosef's right. When are you not starting from scratch? By Ara, because there you were on the karka. So that zechiyah can be viewed as still here to what extent that the Taina Samigu comes and wins for you that zechiyah that you had before. And by Zuzi, there's no zechiyah to have before. It's always coming from anew. So it's always Migu Lahotzi. But conceptually, that would be fine. It's just that Rav Yosef says it's never that. Because it's Chas V'Bial. So we have Vidiber Oven stepping into the plate on this machlokas and saying Mechzer Guvain is now going to be Koveya, determining whether we view the original Zechiyah of the Hashtara as remaining or evaporating. That's where Mechzer Guvain comes in. Let's just speak out and Natano your question, yeah?
What would Rabbi Robinson in that conceptual case that we said, where you already had?
I think everybody would agree, in a conceptual way, that migu is fine because that never
messer,
what?
But it was mechzer divina. That you have it, the money still has to be given over. You would still say that it's
mechzer divina only seems to speak to the question of whether it evaporates. If it didn't evaporate, migu can help you. It's not lahotzi. The question is, has it evaporated? That seems to be the issue. It doesn't evaporate so quickly if the grip is a stronger grip. If it's karka and you're on the karka, then we see it as sustained enough that the migu can come in and just simply work for you to strengthen that claim. So it's lahachzik. So that migu has the power to do that. But by Zuzi, it says Rav Michmasa Govina, so then Rav Yosef's svar is correct.
And you said the Russians focus on the fact of Mechoser Guvaina. The fact that actually would be Motzi. That is Motzi, meaning might think, or rather things, that all violence is in the
it's
name.
Nikud, it's
Nikud,
it's Memela Lahotz, because of the Taina, it's of Yosef's Chas V'Bi Alma that prevails in a case of Mechoser Guvaina. The Zechiyah is no longer here. If a zechiyah to begin with was a weaker type of zechiyah, it was mechzer guvaina. That's what he's saying. Rabbeinu Yonah, you see it even more so.
Yeah, no, I thought it was focus on that would be, meaning that's motzi. If he doesn't have the...
Motzi is memeya.
So then I'm going to have to be motzi. And like there's almost, how Rebbe introduced it in the beginning, that there's almost two stages of violence. One is shame of violence, and the other one is actually visa of what you have. In the case of Parka, so that you have both. So there, Vidi Barabin's going to pass in like Rabba, but when one's missing, which was in the case of Zuze, then you're not holding it. You're not holding the moment. You're going to
So
have
what you're saying different? I think different than what we're saying. You're saying the same. In other words,
it's just different.
You're saying
meaning the focus really is on Mechoser Guvaina.
No, Mechoser Guvaina is obviously the reason to distinguish in Zuze and Karka. But what does it say? It's less of a zechiyah. If it's mechzer guvaina, so therefore that zechiyah is lost once you say shtar zayfa. Okay, let's go to the re in Tosfos. Had the re in Tosfos learned the machlokes Rav and Rav Yosef? Again, the Rabba's pshat. So the only way to work read the Rav according to the Rashbam. I mean the Rashbam's pshat. The only way was to say what the Rashbam himself said, that the achra was what misafik. Tosus, the Ri is learning that it's Achra Bevade based on Migul Ahotzi idea. So we worked out the Rivam, both according to the Ramban's Pshat and Rabba, and now according to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashi's Pshat and Rabba. What about the Ri? The Ri had two Pshat. Number one, the Machlokes is, Rav Yosef says Chas V'Bi'Alma, meaning to say that you can't have a Migul when you was Hutzvach L'Shaker Tchila, Hecha D'Shiker Tchila. You can't build an Emanus of Migul on the basis of a sheker. And here you know he was mishaker, and the tainus sheker is how it all started, and you want to play off of that to build an emunas of migu. It's antithetical to what migu represents, be it kol chataina, be it birur, ma'al l'shaker. It just doesn't jive. It's the antithesis of an emunas. It's building off of a sheker. That's of Yosef. And Rabba holds?
Okay.
No problem. Or toin b'chos v'toin. The problem in of Yosef is that it's chos v'toin. This is your taina, and there's no other taina that you can win with. It's chos v'toin. And Rabbi says, maybe that it's not chos v'toin because hashtar was never part of the taina. Comes Avi Debaravin and says, there's something else we have to know. Hilsa kavasi de Rabba Beara. Why? Because migu ukmi mamona. You're on the karka. There's a markama, but you're on the karka. Hilsa kavasi de Yosef Bezuzi. Because it's migu lahotzi. How is this a machriya, the machlokas itself? The machlokas of Yosef had to do with whether you can have a migu built on sheker. Rabbi says, yeah. Titus Checker started, you can use the play off of the Titus Checker and the Migu, that's fine. It doesn't make the Migu any worse than any other Migu. The fact that you had to be Meshaker Metchil, the fact that you were Meshaker in this Mamun, the Migu is still a good Migu. There's no such principle that you can't build a Migu on Titus Checker. Chose of the Toin, no problem with Chose of the Toin. Rabbi says there is. Migu Ahotli is not even in the discussion. Comes to be Ravin, Rab is right, Biara, Vyozuzi, why? Migu Ahotli, and this is Lok Mamun. So where in the world does this speak to the Machlokas Rabbi and Rav Yosef? It would be very nice if you could somehow find a way to work that the Yisod of Rav Yosef, the Chaspa B'Alma, that you can't build a Migu off of a Tanis Sheker, all of that only makes sense in the case where it's Chusa Guvaina, where it's Zuzi, where it's a Migu Lahotzi, but I just don't hear a Svar for this. I just don't hear it. Very nice if we could try to work this into the earlier svara of Rav Yosef and Rabba. It doesn't seem right. Yoni, yeah?
Possibly. There was no chisaron having a migul based on sheker and amonis. And when there's tfisa, there's more amonis, and when there's no tfisa, there's less amonis. So it makes up for the sheker.
Are you happy with it?
I'm just saying, if the whole chisaron was amonis,
that's
the whole
chisaron
with
the amonis. Okay. The chisaron, a migu built in sheker can give you so much nemanis, and therefore it's gonna. I hear you. Okay, say it. If we don't say something like that, then what are we left with? What's our alternative? That it's, in other words, like this. That vis-a-vis migu lahotzi, so Rabbi and Rav Yosef both hold migu lahotzi is fine. That was not their issue. They were not concerned migu lahotzi. Why weren't they considered migul hotzi? One of two things. Either because they all are of the opinion that migul hotzi amrinan, that could be, but the machok is centered around whether there's a problem of tachos v'toein or a problem of building a migul on a sheker. Or if you wish, you can say, not that they hold migul amrinan, but they hold that this doesn't have a problem with migul hotzi. Why? Because he already had the schia. Or along the lines of Tosa says such a thing in Bamitzia. He says that he could have been Shosik and won. Tosa may have meant that exact idea. Tosa, after all, said this in Bamitzia, Davbeis, that after all, Rav Yosef also agrees it's not a problem with Migul Ahotzi, because you would have been Shosik with him. Elamai, there's a new machokes regarding this issue of Hutzo Cheshak Etchila. But Migul Ahotzi doesn't concern them. Says Rabbi Ravin, no, Migul Lahotzi is a concern. I don't buy that svara of whole Kfar Zachar. I don't buy that svara. If it's because they hold Migul Lahotzi Aminan, I hold Migul Lahotzi Lo Aminan. But I want you to know that by Ara, it's not a problem, Migul Lahotzi, because you're sitting on the karka. When it comes to Zuzi, there is a problem with Lahotzi. So it really comes down to a achra from the side, from outside the box that the machokas is being discussed. Their machokas is centered around a particular svara. Essentially, Rabbi is saying that svara is does not concern me. Effectively, Rabbi is correct on those grounds. I don't have a problem with the migul, you have to be meshaka mitchila. I don't have a problem of chose v'toin. So that issue that Rav Yosef was harping on, Rav Ravin is not Goris. Hilchos Kavasid Rav Yosef, because of a whole different problem that they did not address. They were not concerned about it for one reason or another, and I am. But the problem does not apply by Yara. It's a dochik, it sounds like, a little bit to me. I mean, we're trying to avoid all this, but at this point, unless we start saying something like Yoni is saying, that the grace of the migul of Hutzach Hashakeh Tchila is now going to have ramifications for Lahotzim Lahachzik in a case like this. But it sounds like very Perech Ba'avir. It's like, you know, the other svar is a little more rounded, rooted. Here it's just like Mehechatesi, you know, it's, you have to know the difference. You know, svar that has more grounding and less grounding. Yeah. Certainly, if it's chos v'toyin issue, you're not gonna solve the problem. So in a chinami, maybe that's what it comes down to. It's not really a hachra from within the machlokas. So the Ravin coming with his own conceptions of how he understands the potential problems here. For him, it's not the issues that they were discussing. It's the concern of migul lahotzi, and he lays out hachra based on those guidelines. Here it's lahotzi, here it's not. That's what we're left with according to the Riz Pshat. Tuvia, yeah.
I was going to mention that it's really more of a tendency by Yishasik for the Ara, and it's less of a tendency by Yishasik for the Zuzi. So if you understand that, and
why is it more by Yishasik?
Because by Ara, he's sitting in the land, doesn't have to talk to anyone, but the Zuzi, he's trying to collect money. So if you
but Yishasik means as follows, that once he said Hashtara, he could be quiet. That's true by Zuzi as well. That's what Tosu said in Bamitsiya. It was nicker, the chasimus were nicker. Once I said hashtara, I don't have to say another thing. I'm ready to just collect on it. So in that's the Yibayi Shasik. The fact that once I said hashtara, I need to say nothing more.
But he didn't have to say either. He didn't,
because he had no chazaka. He has no chazaka. That's not so. He has to respond. The other guy is a marakam. I have to say something. If he comes with as a marakama, I have to respond. Being on the karka is not a reason that I don't respond to. I have to respond. I certainly do. Tell me what you're saying is relevant. In what case? You tell me. In what case is that true by karka that I don't have to say anything? What case? What? Kasha'asar in Ksuvis. In case in Ksuvis. Well, I'm the one that made you the marakama. I'm sitting on the karka, no one knows of anything. And then I say, we'll get to that in a second with the gra. We'll go back to the gra in a second. But in this gemara, you have to say something there. Sure, he's a markama. I don't have a chazak, of course I have to say. I don't think a chilk is correct. Anyway, Yoni.
So, how are you reading the Gemara now?
Ravidi Baravin has his own concerns about this case. Rabban of Yosef's Machoka centers around the concerns that Tosus lays out earlier, the Ri. That is, Hutzach Hashaket Chila, Chos V'Toin. They were not concerned with migul lahotzi either, because they both held that you do say migul lahotzi, or like the Tosus and Bamitzia says, that they both held that it's not a problem migul lahotzi, because Tosus says it was ibay shasik. Whatever Tosus means with ibay shasik, maybe it's a better type of migul. Maybe Tosus means along the lines of Rabbeinu Yona and the Rush that kfar zacha. Say whatever you want to say, but it's not a problem migul lahotzi in either case, not for Rabba, not for Rav Yosef. But the Machokis is a new issue. Ravida Baravin has a very different take on this situation. He says, no, lehefech. The issues that you guys are quibbling about is not on that issue, Rav is correct. I don't hear Rav Yosef's taina of Chasba Bialma. And it's not called Chos V'Toin. And Rav is correct on those grounds. But the thing that you are not concerned about, I have a concern about. There is a dilemma called Migul Lahotzi, but it will apply only by Zuzi, not by Arab. So that's therefore how it comes away with Hilsa Kavasi de Rabba the Arab, because there's no problem with Migul Lahotzi. And Rabba's issue, Rabba's right on his issue, that it's not a problem of Hutzach Hashaker. Hutzach Hilsa Kavasi of Yosef Bezuzi, meaning not because of his problem, because of a different problem. Now, let's go back. I want to go back for a minute to the Goyin. We mentioned this Goyin in the Taptosis when we first mentioned the Rivam. It's Kedai now to revisit it. In Klalei Migul, in Pei Beis, one of the Klalim, and you can begin to see how, you know, after reading the Gemara like this, there's going to be a lot of Klalei Migul that are going to emerge from the Gemara, and also the next sugya that we'll see. I mean Rabbi Bar Sharshan's sugya. We still have another piece of Gemara that complements this Gemara, and then we have the Ramban's Pshat to do in Rabban Ruhi. We haven't seen that yet either, just what's coming ahead. But then we have a whole new Gemara that has other Klalim of Migul that are going to follow as well. If you're not ready for the ride, you know, you should not be aware of what's coming, because it's a little more amigo, and lami gimel. Then we'll be back to Ubit Techeska Sabbat more. But, I mean, this is also discussed about it, but I mean, you know, issues of other issues. Okay. The Gra comments as follows. Aleph, Pei Beis is called Amigu. Aleph, Zayin. Like, in Aleph is Eino Migu Lahotzi, and then you have, he has details within that. So this, that you don't see Migu Lahotzi, he tells you a little bit about that. And then further down, he says, in Ozayin, Lahachzik Karka B'yad HaMachzik Aminan Migu. V'lo Aminan Karka B'cheskes Balel Medes V'havi Lahotzi. So it says the Gra statement. If the Migu is coming to keep the Karka in the hands of the Machzik, we do say Migu, and we don't say Karka is Beches Balel, you have a Murakama, and it's called Lahotzi. So he's telling you a Klal Gadol that that's not called Migu Lahotzi if you're on the Karka, even though there's a Murakama. And your Migu is going against the Murakama. The Mucker for this Klal, so we all can say, well, it's the Rivam, isn't it? The Rivam and Rav Yosef. But that's only the Rivam. And that's only Rav Yosef. This is now the Halacha. The Baba Basra Sham, and the Rivam said to the contrary that it's a problem, right? That it doesn't work. So the Baba Basra Sham Lamed Beis on the base. What does the Gra mean? What do you see in our Gemara that you can do it? Hilchasa Kavasei, the Rabba Ba'ara. Now let's stop for a second and analyze this. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. Is this Gemara in fact a makor for this din? According to which Rishonim is the Gra speaking? Okay. Let's think for a second. Is this in fact true that this Gemara is saying a klal in Migu, that if you're on the Karka and you have a Migu, you win against the Marakama? Is it in fact a rule that emerges from this line of Gemara? According to the Rashi ben Yon, exactly. According to the Ramban, that the Machlokes, Rab and Rav Yosef, is in whether we say Migu Lahotzi or not, then I accept this, I hear this Gemara. According to the Riz Pshat, that the whole Machlokes had to do with Hutzach HaShaket Chila, and Avidram comes from a whole different direction, I hear the Gra saying, but to the contrary, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, where is there a mocker in this Gemara to this din that you don't say Migu, that you do say Migu against the Marakama if you're on the Karka? Where is there such a mocker in the Gemara? What is the Pshat in the Gemara according to the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah? What is the Gemara talking about? What is the advantage of Ara vis-a-vis Zuzi? Why is Hilchasa Kavasei de Rabba be'ara? Because in the case of Ara, the Svara of Rabba has greater appeal. Which Svara of Rabba? That what wins for you? Why is Migu okay? Lahachzik, why? What do Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashi say? What's Shitas Rabba? Because the first Zechiyah, it's coming to be Mami, the first Zechiyah, you already had a Taina. So it's Mashma that it's only within that context where there was already a Taina that you Kfar Zacha ba, and that Kfar Zacha remains intact even though you said it's a Shtar Zayif. But were it not for that consideration, you would lose. There's no Gemara that says, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, that a Migu against a Marakama wins if you are toughest on the Karka. There's no such Gemara. The Gemara is specifically dealing with Hilchasa Kavasei de Rabba be'ara within the framework of a situation of a svara of Kfar Zacha, that's why it's called Lahachzik. Take that factor out of the picture of Kfar Zacha, and it's almost mamish mefurish in Rabbeinu Yonah that your Migu would not work. Why? And why not? Because it's Migu Lahotzi. So if it were not a case like ours where it's Kfar Zacha, stam a case of a person sitting on a Karka with a Migu against the Marakama, what would have been Yonah and the Rush hold in such a case? What it would seem? That you would not win. It would be Migu Lahotzi. And here the Grub quotes a Gemara, and according to these Rishonim, there's no such Gemara. Because the Gemara is only saying it within the Nekuda that Rav Yosef and Rav are disputing of Kfar Zacha. That's why it's not, that's called Lahachzik. On that he says, well, it depends. By Zuzi, that Svara is not, Rav Yosef's Svara is correct. It's Chas B'Yalma. And by Ara, Rav is correct. B'Seder. But without that aspect of Kfar Zacha, that you win because it's Lahachzik, because it's Kfar Zacha, the fact that you're on the Karka is not enough to help you out to win against the Marakama. It is called Lahotz. So Lehefech, the Gra's Raya would not be a Raya if anything from these Rishonim you see the opposite. It's quite interesting because according to the Ri is good. If the Ri's Pshat, the Ri says that it's a different issue earlier and Avidah becomes a new point and within Avidah Bar Avin Sachra it depends on what you are on the Karaka, that's good. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, there's no such Gemara. Without the Kfar Zacha, it would be called Migul Otsi Mimarakama. Ah, you're on the Karaka, so what? The Gemara never said otherwise. The Gemara was specifically talking about the issue of Mechusa Gubayna vis-a-vis the issue of whether the Zechir Rishon is still here or not. But the Gemara goes on and brings a further Raya. What did the Gemara bring further? From Ksuvis, Perek Beis Ksuvis, Umod Rabbi Yeshua, Ba'omer, Sabzu Shovichaisa, Ukachtia Mimem. Neman. So how do you have here? You have here a migu to be motzi from the Marakama, even though I'm on the Karka. Ayin Gemara Sham, the Mishum migu hu neman. Maishna hai migu mehai migu. Wait a second. So we pointed out, the Rivam said there's a problem of migu lahotzi from the Marakama. What do you do with this for Rav Yosef? What do you do with this Mishnah? Rav Yosef is going to be against the Mishnah. Now we can ask the Kasha not on Rav Yosef according to Rivam. We can ask the Kasha according to everybody, the Halacha too, according to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, that this Klal is not necessarily true. It's Mashmah, it's only within Kfar Zacha that the Gemara is making the distinction. But there is a problem. So the Gemara is bringing a Mefurish of Mishnah that against the Marakama, it's not called Migul Lahotzi. Here it's not a Kfar Zacha situation. So you have to say, well, Pesha Aser is better than Migu. You could say like that too. But the Gra notes, the Gemara's Mashma, that it's Migu also, Mishum Miguhu. That's what the Gra mentions. It's Mashma, the Lashna Gemara, it's Mishum Migu. So we talked about this. So we said a Svar. Remember the Svar we said? Nachum, say it over.
Even if Mishum Migu, Pesha Aser can be better than Stam Migu because you can limit the
Aser
as much as you can have.
Who made the Marakami? I made the Marakama. So if I made the Marakama because of my Oda and I have a Migu to take away, what is Marakama? That he once was the owner. But being once the owner is only relevant to say the Karaka is now Becheskas that Marakama. But by saying Kukachtia, I'm diminishing that Becheskas that should result from knowing he was once the Marakama. At the same time that I made the Marakama, I circumscribed it, I curbed it, I diminished it. I'm leaving you with a net result that he's not Becheskas now. The Karka is not Becheskas. So true, it needs to come onto a Migu. But what does the Migu do for you at the end of the day? It reduces the very Chazaka that I've propped up here. I propped up the Chazaka, but I went and I was hitir. Even if it comes down to a Migu. But the Migu is going to work for you, Gufa, to say that it's not a Marakama. It's not really Becheskas Marakama. However, by our Gemara, not that way, by our Gemara, the Cheskes Marakama is independent of me, of my Migu. That's a given, he has Eid Demiz Marakama. What is it? I have a Migu against the Marakama. Yeah, so there I am on the Karka, so what? That's Migu Lahotzi from the Marakama. Over there, it's better. It's not called Lahotzi from the Marakama because the Marakama is only a Marakama because I said so. But I have a migu that should be trusted, that should be given credibility to be able to take the edge off of that cheskes marakama. What is the marakama? My confession, shalavicha haisa. But by saying l'kachtia, I'm saying that here and now the cheskes marakama is not existing. He sold it that to me. So therefore, the marakama, it's not called that the migu is being motzi from the marakama. The migu is saying, in effect, what? That there ain't no Marakama, right? I'm saying Kachtia. Here the Migu is going up against the Marakama. Here in our Gemara. In that Gemara, the Pesha Asa, call it a Migu. Don't say it's a new koach peshach. But what is the migun effect doing? It's telling me that don't leave it becheskas markam. It's such a nice svar. What did the gra hold? No, you have to know what the gra held. The gra brought this as a raya. Maybe the gra held that's hagufa, the very fact that I'm coming to say he's not the markama. That's also called a migul hotzi min markama. Maybe that. Or maybe the gra holds that he's still viewed as the markama even after I have a migul with a pesha asa. But Lamaisa, I want you to realize, though, that the Gra's Raya from Ksuvah's second Perek is not just a Raya to the Gra, it's seemingly a Kasha, first of all, on Rav Yosef, according to the Rivam, who clearly held otherwise. That was the Rivam's Pshat and Rav Yosef. But furthermore, not just Rav Yosef, but if we're correct in now analyzing Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, this is in fact Lahalacha, according to these Rishonim, not true. Not true, according to Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rush. If a person is on the karka and they have a migul against the markama, they can't be believed. The only reason our Gemara says in halacha karava be'ara is specifically because the situation has it that you already was zocheh. And therefore that zechia by karka, which is a stronger zechia, remains intact that the migul is lo'ukmi. But separate from that consideration, there would be a problem. If anything, it's Masra Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rush, not like this group. So what do you do with the Mishnah Ksuvos? You have to say something. So I'm forcing the you have to answer up some way from the Mishnah Ksuvos. That's interesting. After learning up this Gemara and the Tosfos, we have a different reading on this Gra. The Gra quoted the Gemara. According to the Re, the Gemara is good. That's what the Gemara is saying. According to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, that's not what the Gemara is saying at all. It's late. I had wanted to finish up the Tosfos. Maybe what we'll do is we'll read it now just quickly. We'll just say, we'll explain it a little better tomorrow, and then we'll go on to Ahu Arva, which is the next, it's a Hashlama to this Gemara also. It's other inyan that come up with Arvas, but the Iker it's brought in because of the connection to the Gemara. Tosus asks a kasha at the end, Uba hako save the Amar, Miku di Yachi Lameimar, Lo Yivram Yogam, Yachi Lameimar, Lehani Sitroi Nino. I forgot the Miku Hotsi Lo Amina. So Tosus has a kasha seemingly that's not directly connected to the Riz Pshat and the Gemara. This could have been asked way before when the Rivam brought in the rule of Migo Tzu Arminan. There could be a Kasha from a Gemara in Ksuvos. It's also Gemara in Shavuos. The same story. Why does Tosfos mention it suddenly now? I mean, Tosfos could have brought it in the first time that on the Amud that Migo Tzu Arminan was mentioned. The Tosfos could have the Kasha in this case. No, did anyone have this problem? Why is it connected Dafki here to the Riz? No, Bederach Pshat, maybe because the Rivam only said it according to one Shita, according to the Rav Yosef. And Rabba, for all we know, could have argued on the whole Yisod of Migul Hotzi. That's how the Ramban and the Rashba understood. So Tosfos wasn't so convinced he could ask the Kasha before, because it could be itself a Machokas Amarayim. Tosfos of Bamitsi assumes that Rabba holds Tosfos of Bamitsi later on, in Kuf Tazayin, that Rabba holds Migul Hotzi Amrina. Tosfos in that base has a different svar, that's not called Lahotzi. But either way, Tosfos couldn't have asked before because you never know what Rabba holds. However, here, we're telling me that Hachras HaGemara is that there's a problem Migul Hotzi. What do you bet this Gemara? So what is this case? Somebody comes and says with a shtar, you owe me money. The guy says that I paid you. And this person says that payment was Sitroi. Sitroi means like it was a side payment. It was for a separate chov. It was not for this chov that the shtar is here, that I have the shtar over you. It's for a separate chov. So, Now this person could have denied the whole thing and said, you never paid me. He didn't pay with Aden. So it's clear in that Gemara that if he didn't pay with Aden, so then the Gemara says that this guy, the Malva, the Toveya, that has the Shtar, says, yeah, I agree you pay me for a different Chov, and therefore this Shtar's Chov was never paid yet. So since he could have said Ladam, he could have said that you never paid me at all because there were no Aden that he paid. So he has therefore the Nemanis to also say what? That the payment was for a whole separate chov on the side, and therefore this shtar has never been paid. Nope, this migu is a migu hotzi. You're using the migu in order to collect money. So it's a problem. Here we say migu hotzi by Zuzi. It's migu hotzi. So migu hotzi wa mina. How can it work over there? So Tosfos gives a teretz shani hasan di ika shtara. What's the teretz? Shtar. So it seems to be a new cloud. All the kolam that are emerging in this Gemara, a new kol to put on the list. If you have a shtar on a chov, and you have a migu on that chov, and you have a shtar on the chov, then it doesn't go under the problem of Nigula Hotzi, because you have a star. What's the significance of a star? So there's a notion called kigavoy, that it gives it almost like it's been collected. Star is a chash of a thing that shows that you owe, it's ki'ilu I have. Now, the truth is, to what extent is it kigavoy? So there's really a machlokes, tanoim, sham beisilo and sota, gabi sapik sota, and collecting suva and things like this, whether in fact a star is considered kigavoy, lav kigavoy, we hold that it's lav kigavoy. But apparently, at least with Gabi, especially the more that we think about Migu as its own self-contained world of Lahotzi, different dargas of Lahotzi, so there's a certain level kigavoy that is sufficient with Gabi Migu. And this is how the Ksos understood this toast, this teretz of toast. The Ksos, the couple Ksosin on this issue of Sitroi, but in Pei Beis, Sivkat and Yud, I believe, also an earlier Sivkat, and also maybe Ches, the Ksos takes for granted that the Kigavui is enough by our halacha that it's considered mixed Kigavui, that's not called Migul Hotzi. All right, we'll have to see. The Ramban seems to say a different teretz. So we finish the Ramban, and then we'll go on to Arva. Remember, Shir tomorrow is at 11:30.